nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Healthy Pinoy.
Ayon sa Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, sa taong 2025, tinatayang isa sa 190 na babae sa bansa o 0.53% ang may tsansang ma-diagnose ng cervical cancer bago umabot sa edad na 85. Lumabas ang datos na ito matapos nakapagtala ang Australia ng 957 na kaso sa taong 2021. Ang tanong ngayon, paano maiwasan at maproteksyonan ang sarili? Yan ang tatalakayin natin sa Healthy Pinoy, kasama ang specialist GP na si Dr. Angelica Lugarta Scott.
Ang maganda kasi sa cervical cancer is that madidetect mo siya early on, you know? As long as you do the cervical screening regularly, the discomfort is much worth it than having cervical cancer.
Ito ang mensaheng paulit-ulit na pinapaunawa ng specialist GP na si Dr. Angelica Lugarta Scott mula Sydney sa lahat ng mga kababaihan dito sa bansa. Para maproteksyonan ang sarili o kaya ay maagapang hindi mamatay dahil sa cervical cancer na dulot ng human papilloma virus o HPV. Sa Australia, taong 1991, itinatag ang National Cervical Screening Program. Ito ay programa ng gobyerno para maagapan ang cervical cancer. Layunin itong tuklasin o ma-detect ng maaga ang mga pagbabago sa cervix bago maging cancer.
What is cervical screening? So ito yung i-detect ang early changes ng cells doon sa ating cervix.
Mm-hmm.
And also it is to detect yung tinatawag nating HPV virus. So yung HPV virus is called human papilloma virus.
Mm-hmm.
This is the main cause. It causes 70% of the cervical cancer.
Oh.
Yung tinatawag na especially HPV 16 and 18.
Oh.
Pero when we do the cervical screening, we test for HPV 16, HPV 16 and 18, and also all the other HPVs, yung minor HPVs.
Sa datos ng World Health Organization sa buong mundo, ang cervical cancer ang pang-apat na pinakakaraniwang cancer sa mga babae, na may tinatayang higit sa 600,000 na kaso sa taong 2022. Ang masama pa sa cervical cancer, sa early stages nito ay madalas walang sintomas, kaya mahalaga ang regular na cervical screening. Kaya dito sa Australia, may mga opsyon kung paano ito ginagawa. Una, sa pamamagitan ng clinician o doctor-collected cervical screening test at self-collection.
The self-collection cervical screening is an alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes as a swab and then you just do it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If people will ask me kung
accuracy daw.
It is accurate, it is sensitive, but as doctors we still recommend you only do this as an exception kung hindi talaga kaya. You know, kung you're very anxious,
mm-hmm,
to have the cervical screening.
Mm-hmm.
And also if you have past trauma and, you know, putting a speculum on is a main concern. Or kung ano talaga, yung wala ka talagang problema ever since, you know. You're low risk at saka mahirap talagang pumunta. So you do it as a last resort na talaga. If you can do the proper, we call it proper, pero what it is doctors collected cervical screening test,
mm-hmm,
that would still be best. Kasi meron kasing opportunities to check other things. So we have the opportunity to check the vulva, the vagina, to check for any growths or anything, and to look at the cervix. So maganda rin kasi parang full test na rin for you, we can check.
Dagdag ng doktor, kahit single o hindi pananganak o hindi sexually active, maaring magpa-cervical screening test ng libre.
Cervical screening test is available for anyone from 25 to 74 years old here in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Free yan, Doc, di ba?
This is free. And yeah. Also, normally, if the results are all normal and all clear, the Australian government recommended every 5 years. But if there is an abnormality, like, for example, there's other viruses, mm-hmm. They normally repeat it either after 1 year mm-hmm. or they advise you to have the colposcopy referral.
Dahil madalas nga na walang nararamdaman sa early stage ng cervical cancer, payo ni Dr. Angelica Lugarta Scott, may mga red flags na dapat bantayan tulad ng hindi karaniwang discharges at pananakit ng balakang.
You take note of symptoms,
mm-hmm.
mga simptomas.
What is it, Doc?
Na mga posibleng red flags. So, one is really bleeding after intercourse, bleeding or in between bleeding in between your period. So those have to be, everyone has to be careful of that. And also any discomfort down below, any pain during intercourse, those are the main things. Now, possibly red flags. So if you have any of those, it's really important to go and see your doctor.
Ayon sa ulat, mas mataas ang panganib o risk na magkaroon ng cervical cancer ang mga babaeng may HPV. Hindi regular na magpa-screen o cervical screening test. Mahina ang immune system. Naninigarilyo. May maraming sexual partner. May history ng sexually transmitted infections. O nagsimulang maging sexually active sa murang edad. Kaya mahalaga na magpa-screen. At para sa mga first-timers o takot magpa-cervical screening, may payo ang doktor.
I think it's very important when you attend your appointment with your doctor, you always let them know mm-hmm. that, oh, this is your first time, so that they know. Mm-hmm. You know, especially those who haven't given birth yet, those who are yung wala pa talagang delivery, first time. So they have to let their doctor know so that the doctor will be very gentle and be very careful. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then secondly is, yes, hindi naman siya masakit talaga. It is a bit of a discomfort, but hindi talaga siya painful din because we have to use a small speculum naman if we do the, you know, the doctor's collected cervical screening test.
Pahabol na abiso ng specialist GP na si Dr. Angelica Lugarta Scott sa lahat ng mga kababaihan, nararapat na gawin ang simpleng test na ito para maisalba ang iyong buhay.
I think there's a stigma to that, but when you think about it, it's only a one-off, you know, iisa lang. Then, after that, if everything is normal, then they do that in 5 years. If something is abnormal, they do that, repeat that in a year. If worst-case scenario, something is picked up, then it's worth it having that detected early on.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. The discomfort is much worth it than having cervical cancer.
Ang mga impormasyon sa ulat na ito ay gabay lamang. Para sa karagdagang payo na naaayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, mainam na kumonsulta sa iyong GP o doktor tungkol sa mga usaping pangkalusugan.
Healthy Pinoy. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.